Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning with, as always, lots to talk about, Dennis Cullinane, CEO, and Donna Spann, Chief Development Officer for the East Texas Food Bank in Tyler, serving 26 counties. Good morning to both of you once again. As always, great to have you with us.
Good morning, John.
We're glad to be here.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got smiles on your faces.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great morning.
Great. Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Dennis and Donna, I know that the food bank goes back a long way in the community, and I don't remember how many times we've covered it on newscasts or on the InFocus show or other shows that I've done over the years at here and at other radio stations, but now is about as good a time as any to get caught up because there's been so much going on with the food bank within the past year, not to mention the fact that the need just goes on, and it's just a never-ending challenge, I know, for you and your partner agencies to take care of the hungry and those at risk of hunger. A little bit of mission and history, first of all, as we typically start off, who you are, what you do, and how it all got started over 30 years ago.
Yeah, just over 30 years ago. Last year, we celebrated our 30th anniversary. It kind of coincided with the opening of our new expansion project. We can talk about that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But East Texas Food Bank's mission and vision are pretty simple. Our mission is to fight hunger and feed hope here in East Texas. And, you know, our vision is that someday we'll have a hunger-free East Texas. And, you know, we've been, as I mentioned, 30 years ago, we were founded by a group of community leaders who saw the need for a lot of pantries that were out there, you know, really trying to tackle things on their own. And, you know, the food and the money could only go so far. So this was a aggregated effort to try and support those individual organizations with, you know, the lowest cost source for foods, and really a place that we could work with Second Harvest to, you know, gain more food and money donations. Mm-hmm. For everyone to share.
Just on an informational level, tell us a little bit about what Second Harvest is. Is that the one that is now feeding America?
Yes, Second Harvest. Originally, it was Second Harvest, which was a network of food banks across the country.
Right, okay.
Then it kind of expanded its name to the Second Harvest Network of Food Banks, and then it became Feeding America, I think, in 2008. Mm-hmm. Great name for the organization, clearly describes what it does, and we're one of the 200 food banks affiliated with Feeding America.
Mm-hmm. And now with all the nonprofits, and specifically nonprofits dealing with human needs, and in our case, specifically with hunger and what we call food insecurity or being mm-hmm. at risk of hunger, there's still some confusion, uncertainty out there about exactly what you do. And basically, your job is, if I can maybe put it in simple terms and have you fine-tune it for me, collect the food and distribute it to food pantries around East Texas. That basically what it amounts to?
Yes, we're a food distribution organization. We do run some of our own direct distribution programs, but really what our goal is to serve pantries, soup kitchens, and other organizations throughout our 26-county service area, and provide them with the foods and programming and leadership, you know, mm-hmm. To solve hunger in their community. Sometimes, you know, the communities in each of those counties and towns don't see the statistics and understand the need that's in those communities. So we try to give them visibility, give them some leadership, and bring them together, unite them mm-hmm. in this fight against hunger.
Mm-hmm. You're at 3201 Robertson Road in Tyler. That's just down from the TJC West campus and Rudy's Barbecue, the two most familiar landmarks. And you happen to be right next to Meals on Wheels, which is interesting. So
yes.
That gives folks an idea of your physical location. The phone numbers are twofold, 903-597-FOOD, which transcribes into 3663, or let's see, there's an 800 number as well. I don't have it right in front of me, but 903-597-FOOD. And you have that one for us, Donna?
800-815-3663.
Okay, very good. In this day and age of cell phones, I don't know that it makes that much difference, but
absolutely.
At least we have both of them.
That's right.
And the website is easttexasfoodbank.org. What could be easier to remember than that?
It's easy to get in touch with us.
Okay. Lots going on at the East Texas Food Bank right now. Last year, we talked about an expansion project you guys were working on and is now complete and more than complete. It's been up and going for several months now, and just getting a lot of positive attention. Tell us about the completion of your project.
Well, it's really beautiful. You've been there. I think you were there for the opening, and also hopefully you were there to be able to actually work with your volunteer group.
There was a
need that we had to provide a better space, a safer space for our volunteers to work. We never really got a lot of complaints before. People have a good time when they come to the food bank, but you know, formerly our volunteers had to work basically between the racks and in a corner of the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to access it, they had to walk across loading docks with forklifts running, and not an ideal scenario. We were very fortunate that we never had an accident, but we didn't want to take much more risk with that. This new expansion gives us a lot more space to do that work. It actually gives the volunteers access to our refrigerated facilities, because fresh produce is a very important part of our distribution growth. So it gives them an opportunity to go into the cool section. You know, that may not always be popular, but you know, that was what our objective was there. We also have a new community room that will make it a more complete experience for groups coming in. They can gather, have lunch. Corporations or organizations can have meetings. And, you know, we encourage them to combine that with some fellowship and doing some volunteer work here at the East Texas Food Bank. Then the other key component of that, John, is the Nutrition Education Center. We've got a platform and offices there for our staff of nutritionists, our registered dietitians and nutrition educators to work out of, and a teaching kitchen, a beautiful teaching kitchen that we can hold classrooms and teach people the basics of cooking, shopping, budgeting, you know, and making their food stretch.
Okay, Donna Spann, Dennis Cullinane with the East Texas Food Bank, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Refresh my memory here. It's early in the morning. Did we cover the cold dock expansion sufficiently?
Well, I mentioned the cold dock expansion. We had a cold dock. We have a cold dock, and we made it. We doubled the size of it because we basically are doubling the size of our distribution of fresh produce.
Right.
And when you receive a truckload of refrigerated fresh produce, you can't land it in a warm warehouse or a ambient temperature warehouse. It's got to stay in temperature. So that's why it's so important that you know, we expanded that loading dock.
And you've converted or renovated your warehouse to include a donated product receiving area, I believe, as well.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a salvage room, you would say. When we receive donated product, we have to put it into a little bit of a quarantine until we can inspect it and make sure that the nothing extra came in with it that you know, from another warehouse. But that's very helpful for our
it really helps in sorting through when you have big food drives like TISD. You know, they just did their pantry raid and collected over 95,000 pounds of canned non-perishable items. So we've got to have a place to put that, sort it, and inspect it, and go through the process.
Yeah, matter of fact, that's where our volunteer group with my church was working the last time we were there.
Yeah.
And we hadn't been in that room in a while. It was kind of nice to reconnect with that. I think that's the one portion of the volunteer center that kind of still matches up with the area that you had been using in the past.
Right.
There's just a little bit of an overlap there. But funny you should mention that.
But we renovated it and cleaned it up, and you know, it's been improved as well.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget about the new repackaging room that we have, which is one of the favorite things of volunteers to do, is to take those 2,000-pound totes or bags of rice, beans, pasta, and other commodities and put them into 1-pound bags. So we've got a much bigger room for them to do that work, and that's
it's hard to believe. If you've never seen a 2-ton bag of rice or beans, it's pretty unbelievable. And those volunteers, if we buy it like that, because it's much more economical to do so, we purchase it that way. And volunteers get little bags and scoop up 1 pound, and they weigh it, and they seal it tight and put it in boxes that go to our pantries, and then they just put those little one-pound bags on their shelves for the clients to come through.
And basically what you're telling us, it increases your overall distribution capacity, improves workplace safety, improves food safety, increases community engagement, and promotes client empowerment. At least that was the plan. Is that how it's working out? Are you noticing a really positive difference with all the renovations now a few months into it?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. It's been unbelievable with the volunteers. You know, that's who we really hear the most from, is the volunteers, that the environment that they're in, it's just so much larger. Mm-hmm. We get so much more done. And instead of having one production line, we've got at times five production lines. And in the month of September, John, we had, which was Hunger Action Month, in that 1 month, we had 1,000 volunteers come through and work in the new volunteer center. So they love it. They love coming in there and interacting with each other, and maybe some other groups that people they don't even know, they are able to interact with them too.
Based on my two visits so far, and there will be more, I would have to say it's a big improvement. That's a lot of growth at the East Texas Food Bank, and I'm not sure many of us realize why this growth was needed. So can you really kind of cut to the heart of the matter and give us a brief glimpse of hunger, the issue you're really dealing with in East Texas?
Sure. The latest statistics from Feeding America shows that we've got about 241,000 people in the service area that are food insecure. And the East Texas Food Bank has been working real hard to try and make sure that all of those gaps are met. John, that doesn't mean that every one of them are food insecure at the current moment, but one disaster away, or one you know, crisis away from really needing help.
One paycheck away, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, one major bill, and it's not, you know, things happen in my family, you know, from a medical standpoint that, you know, that can put some stress on somebody's life.
Sure.
And so that's really what we're trying to solve. You know, our metrics as far as the meals that we serve in the service area, against that number of people that are food insecure, is, you know, shows that we're a little bit over halfway there as far as being able to meet those gaps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're working with. You know, the economy's gotten better, and food security has gotten a little bit better. I think in the last year, the Feeding America updated the survey, and we went down to 241,000. We were at like 250,000 before that, 253. So even though it's better, that's a lot of people that need help. We have the second highest food insecurity rate in the state of Texas. And how many children is that? It's like
75,370 children. Actually, the number that Dennis was talking about, the individuals in our area, it's about 19% of individuals in East Texas, I mean, are food insecure. And 24.8% of children, John. Mm. That's, people don't believe, I mean, they just, you can't even fathom. You don't even think that there's 25% in our service area, in our 26 counties.
Yeah.
25% of those children are food insecure. They don't have access to healthy, nutritious food, or they may skip a meal, or the only meals they get may be at school when they're on their free and reduced lunch program. So it's prevalent here, and and that's what we really want East Texans to understand, is that, you know, hunger doesn't discriminate. It looks like you, John, and it looks like me.
Right.
And like Dennis said, it could be just one paycheck away. It could be an illness. It could be benefits not coming in. Our seniors in particular are having to choose.
Loss of a job.
Yeah, loss of job. Choose between, do I buy my medicine or do I eat? I met a lady in a pantry one day, and she had not eaten for a senior citizen. She had not eaten for 3 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she had to spend her money, instead of on food, she had to spend her money at the doctor's office.
Wow.
And so it happens right here. And so it's important that people are just aware of that and really join us in our fight against hunger.
Mm-hmm. Dennis Culladane, CEO, and Donna Spann, Chief Development Officer of the East Texas Food Bank, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Food Bank located at 3201 Robertson Road near the TJC West Campus. Phone number 903-597-FOOD, 597-3663 is how that translates numerically, and then it's 1-800-815-3663 if you're using a landline and calling long distance. Website with tons and tons of information about all, everything we're talking about today, easttexasfoodbank.org. We certainly encourage you to go there. Agencies or pantries like St. Paul's, just right in Tyler, Path, others come to rely on the East Texas Food Bank and get food and then distribute the food to those in need. Tell us a little bit more. We discussed it earlier. Tell us a little bit more about how that works.
Well, we have partner agencies that have to meet certain criteria to become distribution partners with us. And you mentioned a couple of those. There's many in Smith County. It's a large county, and we've got a lot of support here, but we need a lot more. Actually, when you talk about Smith County, that's our number one target area to increase food distribution in the next 3 years of this strategic plan. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to put another 1.5 million meals into Smith County alone. That's not the only county we're working on, in the plan, but it's an area that really we need to focus on, and it's our home. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So we work hard to make sure that happens, and we're a collaborative nonprofit. We support other nonprofits. I've heard us described as a hub for nonprofits in the human services area, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to hunger and poverty. So we really rely on partnerships and working together.
Mm-hmm. And we mentioned St. Paul's and Path. There are so many others. MedHealth, East Texas Human Needs Network, which in and of itself mm-hmm. includes so many of the nonprofits and different types of human needs organizations in the area. One thing that I wanted to bring up, over the summer, something called the Smith County Food Security Council mm-hmm. kicked off, and that is really headed up, I believe, by Dr. Valerie Smith, who's a pediatrician at St. Paul's, also a regular subject of the InFocus program. Tell us about your involvement with the Food Security Council and just anything else you'd care to share about how that's helping you to do the things that you're doing through the food bank.
Sure, John. One of our strategic objectives is, and we've targeted six counties that we really are trying to move the needle drastically, and one of our objectives is to form county coalitions in each of those and to encourage local solutions and local collaboration, and we can give the vision and provide some of the leadership. Dr. Smith is a board member at the East Texas Food Bank as well, and mm-hmm. has really taken the lead at St. Paul's and putting this security coalition together, and there's a impressive group that's working on the coalition. We're certainly involved in a lot of the leadership level of several of the committees. The AgriLife Extension mm-hmm. people are also on the committee. They're working, sure. Not only in some of the nutrition programs, but also in urban agriculture. So we're working mm-hmm. in that area. Net Health is a part of it because they bring so many benefits to the table, with WIC and some of the programs that they run here in East Texas.
Women with infants and children, yeah.
Exactly, mm-hmm. and Christina Folsom from East Texas Human Needs Network is also on the committee. So it's a pretty strong committee. We've got we had a new member join us. That was Tyler's Circle of Care, Family Circle of Care.
Yeah,
has also joined it.
That's good. Yeah.
And more recently, we've been trying to really express and describe hunger as not only an economic crisis, but it's a public health crisis.
Yeah.
I mean, this affects people's health. Mm-hmm. And when it affects people's health, it affects their personal economies, and it affects all of our economies mm-hmm. because the cost of health care continues to rise, and it can discriminate in that regard to give people not access to quality health care when they need it. So we're really trying to work on helping people learn how to take control of their health mm-hmm. by eating healthily and understanding what they can do with as little as they have.
Uh-huh. East Texas Food Bank, our subject today on InFocus. I'm John Sims. Dennis Cullinane and Donna Spann from the Food Bank joining us today. EastTexasFoodBank.org is the website. 903-597-FOOD or 903-597-FOOD or 1-800-815-3663. The phone numbers to call, located at 3201 Robertson Road in Tyler. Just to summarize some things we covered earlier, you cover 26 counties, over 200 partner agencies, your 18-wheelers out delivering food to your partner agencies every day, 20,000 square miles. And one of the things that's kind of jarring to me is you provided 21,300,000 meals to hungry children, families, and seniors in East Texas just over what, the past year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and yet there's still this tremendous, tremendous need out there, and I think people cannot lose sight of that.
Right.
Now, how is the East Texas Food Bank, well, we've as far as how the East Texas Food Bank is working to end hunger in East Texas, we've spent the last 19 minutes and 53 seconds talking about that, but there are some other things that we want to get into a little bit more specifically. There's a summer food program, the Senior Box Program, Partners in Health. It goes well beyond that simple model of collecting and distributing mm-hmm. food to food pantries. Let's start with a summer food program. That's just recently wrapped up. How did that go this year, and what does that entail?
Oh, it went very well, John. The program basically tries to serve children where they are. And all of our programs really try to fill gaps. And the summer food program is that gap that's created when kids are out of school. That means they're away from their school lunch programs, school breakfast programs, which really provide a lot of healthy, nutritious meals that their families, if it weren't for the summer food program, would have to shoulder the cost and the burden to do that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the, you know, most of the families that we serve, a vast majority of the families that we serve are working. So the parents are working, and when the kids are out of school, these programs are also done in conjunction with some of the recreation programs in the parks, in those areas that you know, that the kids most need help.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been very fortunate to run this program for, gosh, Donna, we've been running it for 15 years.
Yes, mm-hmm. about 15 years.
Yeah.
And
we had about 50 sites this year, I believe, and like Dennis said, we do them in little community parks, at Boys and Girls Clubs, wherever.
Churches.
And churches, mm-hmm. wherever there are centers where children can gather. And we've been out in the parks before. We often have games where they can play, because physical activity as well as nutritious food is important for kids to be healthy. And we'll be in the parks and watch the kids just walking out from the homes down the streets, holding their little brother or little sister's hands while their parents are at work.
Yeah.
Because they know that you know, that they can get food, and that may be the only food they're going to get that day
mm-hmm.
when they're out for the summertime. So it's pretty remarkable to see how many kids gather and how happy they are to have the food and to be able to play.
Yeah. Other programs I believe we mentioned, and we'll mention again, the Senior Box Program, Partners in Health Program, Fresh Produce Program. You have healthy food drives. We won't have time to go into detail on all of these, but I'm kind of focusing right now on the nutrition education programs. I think those are things that maybe people don't realize that you're so actively involved with. Cooking Matters, Direct Education, and Healthy Pantry. What do you do, and what are you trying to accomplish through these educational programs?
Well, they're great programs, and they're much-needed programs. In particular, we're so proud of our teaching classroom, kitchen and classroom, because we hold those what we call Cooking Matters classes.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be a group of participants that come in, up to 25 people. They come in for a six-week course, and once a week, and they have an hour of instruction, nutrition education instruction, that includes healthy foods and why healthy foods are important, and taking them to the grocery store and teaching them how to purchase food on a budget and how to read labels on cans and why that's important. But then they also come back and they're in the kitchen area, and they all prepare a meal together, a healthy, nutritious meal. And they learn knife skills, proper knife skills, and they learn how to cook the skills and the food, using food that some of them may not have even seen before. And they prepare the meal together. It's a healthy meal. They sit down and they share that meal together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take that food. They're able to take those ingredients home and prepare that meal for their families.
Okay. Then it's Colleen and Donna Spann with us this morning from the East Texas Food Bank on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Phone number is 903-597-FOOD, easttexasfoodbank.org. The website, location 3201 Robertson Road in Tyler. And you can also call 800-815-3663 if you would prefer to go the 1-800 route. Just kind of briefly mentioning the seniors. We've talked about some of the issues that seniors face. They're on fixed incomes, a lot of them have to make tough choices. Again, going back to what you said a little while ago, Donna, about having to choose sometimes between buying medications or food. And your senior box program, that's the free box of groceries provided each month to at-risk seniors who live on a fixed income, and that helps improve their health and nutrition as well. Certainly you don't want to lose sight. I'm hearing seniors and children are two of the real target groups that you really have to pay extra attention to. Getting down with just a few minutes left in the show, and if somebody needs food assistance or is listening, what should they do? We've mentioned the website and the phone numbers a couple of times. There is a specific method, I believe, that if you go to easttexasfoodbank.org and just click the Find Food button, that can get you right where you need to go.
Right. It's a great program. If they can click on Find Food, and all they have to do is put in where they're located, either where they're located or where they live, and then a map will come up and show them all the pantries that are the nearest.
Okay. Either their city, town, county. And a little Google map will show up, and there'll be a list of the pantries and the hours that they're open. And it's very helpful.
Okay.
And if you still are having trouble, you can always call us at the food bank, and we'll help help you find the nearest location.
800-815-3663 or 903-597-FOOD. Again, yes. We repeat. And ways East Texans can help. You can donate your funds, your food, and your time. Easy to donate online. I checked the website. That donation button is right there for all to see. And volunteering, that's, I know, where I've personally been most active. Basically, anything special people need to know if they want to get started volunteering or join a group that wants to volunteer?
Well, we've got a lot of hours that are available. We're Monday through Saturday. You can come in and volunteer. If you have a group, we ask you to reach out and make prior arrangements so that we can make sure that everything is in order for you and that we don't overbook. Sometimes we get overrun with a lot of volunteers, but it needs to be evened out over the week. So, if you're an individual, no problem. Come on down and we'll help you get started. Always, I guess, one of the things we always make sure is that you wear closed-toed shoes. Proper footwear is going to be important in a warehouse environment. And just come ready to help and have fun.
Okay. Getting close to the holidays, and it's a special time of the year for so many of us, but really a challenge and a struggle, unfortunately, for a lot of other folks. Time of the year when we really want to be giving even more thought, I guess, than usual to the need and to what you can do to be involved with the East Texas Food Bank. One of the things that you have coming up along those lines is a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. You've been doing that every year for several years now. It's going to be November 22nd at 5:30 p.m. at Bergfeld Park. Let's paint a little word picture of what that looks like.
Yeah, it's an annual mini festival. It's a couple hours long that we gather families, young families, together to watch the classic Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And we have some nutrition education, of course, available at the event. We do some games and have a lot of fun with it. And Charlie Snoopy actually makes an appearance.
Yeah.
And
we show the movie too for the kids. We do show the movie.
Yeah.
And what it looks like, John, is if you look, you'll see about 500 kids and parents running all over the place, having fun and waiting to sit down and watch the movie. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's free.
Okay, well, that's definitely worth mentioning. You had a wrestling event at Truvine Brewery on Earl Campbell Parkway,
brawl
not far
brewery.
From the food bank.
The Brawl at the Brewery, that's the first annual because it was such a success that Truvine and East Texas Food Bank, we want to do it again. So we'll be bringing that event back, but it's actually a WWE-style wrestling event with the full-size rink underneath their pavilion. And what do we have, seven wrestlers?
14 wrestlers.
Seven
pro,
bouts.
Pro wrestlers, yeah.
Right.
Wow.
And it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It brought out about 500 to 600 people there, and it was an opportunity during Hunger Action Month to really raise awareness of hunger mm-hmm. in East Texas, and we were able to do that. There was a lot of people. We were able to talk about hunger. The wrestlers talked about hunger. The announcers talked about hunger. It was a great event.
Yeah, there was some touching. There was a touching story that one of the wrestlers had.
Yeah.
Okay. And unfortunately, we're not going to have time mm-hmm. to get into that.
Okay.
But just the fact that a wrestler can get up there and tell a touching story
yes.
that brings mm-hmm. attention to mm-hmm. the issues of hunger in East Texas.
Absolutely.
I think one of the things we want to say as we're wrapping up the program, it's an important issue, it's a serious issue, and you can help and you can have some fun doing it.
Absolutely.
So Dennis Cullinane and Donna Spinn with the East Texas Food Bank, as always, we try and do this more or less every year. Great to have you back with so much important information to share. Appreciate your joining us.
Thank you so much, John.
You bet. Dennis Cullinane and Donna Spinn with the East Texas Food Bank, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. As always, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.